to His Time. I'm your host, Danny Bates. It is Tuesday, April 8th and 7:33 Central Time. It is time to talk with our special guest this morning in studio. Joining me to talk about the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music, we have the Reverend William Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Whedon.
Good morning, Andy. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. It's nice to have you in studio, as usual.
Hey, thank you.
And also joining us in studio today, we have Deaconess Sandy Bauer. She's Coordinator of Worship here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming down to the studio today, and you guys came down, what, one floor to spend some time in the studio?
Yeah, we had to walk a long way.
Well, it also happens to be another special day. We get to talk with Sandy again later on at 11 o'clock for Faith and Family, a special occasion, baptismal birthday for your daughter. So kind of an exciting day and just a great story. And we get to hear from Pastor Whedon as well in that story as well today. So I hope you all can join us for that at 11 o'clock. Well, the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music. Pastor Whedon, what is this institute?
Well, it's offered every 3 years, and it is a wonderful opportunity for musicians, for pastors, and for anybody in the church who is interested in and passionate about worship to get together and taste a little bit of heaven on earth while we have, you know, wonderful worship opportunities and learning opportunities, and just lots of opportunities to sing the Lord's song. The theme for this year's institute is comfort, comfort ye my people, praying, preaching, and singing the comfort of Christ to the troubled conscience and the broken heart. This theme, I have to tell you how this came about. A few months ago, or more than that now, I guess, maybe a year ago, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, who served at the time on the Board of National Mission, just bopped into my office one day and said, "Hey, have you ever really thought about, you know, the role of conscience and preaching in the Lutheran confessions?" And I was like, "You know, no, I never really thought about that." And he's like, "You know, you need to check this out." So I did. I spent my time working through the Lutheran confessions. You know, now that it's electronic, it's really easy to do this. Mm-hmm. Every reference to conscience. And by the time I was done, I was shocked at this massive, huge thing that I'd been sort of missing all these years. And I thought, man, this is amazing. We need to actually devote the entire conference that's coming up to talking about the comfort. And comfort doesn't just, well, the comfort to the conscience. As we worked through it, we had a number of keynotes that came to mind. And I think that I'd just like to read the descriptions that these different keynote speakers wrote for their big presentation. Our first keynote speaker is Dr. John Kleinig, and he's done lots of stuff with conscience over the years, and of course with liturgy. Mm-hmm. Listen to his topic is Liturgy and Conscience, Our Earthly Reception of Heavenly Gifts. Dig this. I just absolutely love the way he wrote this up. The state of our conscience determines what we receive from the triune God in the divine service. If we have a bad conscience, the devil uses God's law to condemn us as sinners and the gospel to excuse our sin in order to darken our hearts and undermine our faith so that we do not hear the gospel and receive God's gifts for us. We're tone deaf and colorblind to God. But if we have a clear conscience, we hear God's word as good news for us and receive his good gifts to us in each part of the divine service. So the purpose of the liturgy as a whole and in all of its parts is to cleanse the conscience so that we can serve the living God in our life with him here on earth. I can't wait to hear that man expound on that. I mean, that is just absolutely stunning stuff.
That is that just to look at worship from that perspective, as you said.
And I don't think we do very often. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was like Brian Wolfmiller sort of opened up this whole world. And the more I think about it, the more I think this is at the heart of the Reformation, to be able to offer in worship in every aspect of it the great comfort of Christ to the troubled conscience and the great peace of Christ to broken hearts. Well, the next presentation is the keynote is aimed particularly at musicians and pastors And it's very, very, I'm very excited to hear it too. Paul Solek and Betsy Werner will be addressing Drawing Lines, Choosing Sides, Speaking the Truth in Love. Two Lutheran church musicians address how relationships, education, and sound theology are essential elements in our life together as the body of Christ. I think they sort of want to do more than declare a truce on the worship wars. They want to declare them over if we focus on what the worship is truly there to do. I'm very excited to hear them. Then, of course, I had to have Brian Wolfmiller, because, you know, he just is the one who started this whole thing. So preaching in the conscience, his little description: this teaching really comforts terrified consciences. This is what the Lutheran confessions say of its doctrine. It should be true in our preaching. We preach to the conscience so that the voice of Jesus would be heard there, along with his forgiving and comforting word of promise. And it's just like icing on the cake, the fourth keynote. Wow, we were really excited that this worked out. Robin A. Lever. After the gospel, the whole congregation sings Reformation church music. He writes, Luther gave the congregation back its corporate voice in the liturgy. He also encouraged a new musical environment in worship in which the congregational voice was surrounded and supported by a rich tapestry of vocal and instrumental music. It was indeed comforting, but what was the nature of the comfort? Was it the comfort of the pillow or the comfort of the pillar? I love that. I can't wait to hear Dr. Lever unpack Reformation hymnody for us. And I tell you, the hint is going to be it's the comfort of the pillar, something solid to rest all of our hopes on. And then that's just the keynotes. That's just the keynotes. We're not talking about the wonderful worship where we're going to have President Harrison preaching for us at the first divine service. And you can even visit with him for a back and forth question and answer time with him and with all of the keynote people. Then there are these fabulous seminars being offered covering wide ranges of material for church music and worship and preaching and the task of pastoral care. There's a special track for hymn writers. There's a special track for composers of hymns. We're very, very, you know, this is a time of great blossoming for both of these. We're very excited about that. And then numerous, numerous workshops covering all kinds of topics. And Sandy, what am I forgetting?
Ringing bells, if you're
oh, the
bell
bells.
Ringer.
Yeah, how, you know, my wife would not be happy that I forgot that one. Yeah, lots of bell, you know, the there's this, you know, John Behnke is like, you know, the bell ringing guru of the Missouri Synod. So he's going to be there helping us with that. And
registration fee is $175. If you have more people from your church, the second, third, and so on can register for $150.
What a deal.
Students, $25.
Whoa, students, we want you there.
Full-time students.
Full-time students, yeah. And that's
full-time from anywhere.
Anywhere, so undergrad or deaconess students or people studying for the pastoral office, right. Or in DCE, any of that stuff. So we're delighted to offer that. There's going to be a taste of Nebraska. And so, you know, we were trying to think about doing a banquet, and you know, Sandy and I both confess we just hate the food at banquets. We're like, ugh. And Pam Nielsen came up with this great idea. She's like, "Well, you're in Nebraska. Why don't you celebrate Nebraska? Do a taste of Nebraska." We're like, "Oh, excellent! Exactly right. So it's going to be like, you know, a Nebraska hoedown. Come join us. It's going
Sweet.
To be a lot of fun."
We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll hear more details about the location and how to register it and that sort of thing. Lots of just looking through the lineup, as you were talking about, Pastor Whedon, lots of great tracks to follow and smaller sections to follow, not just the big keynotes, but lots of great stuff. So stick around as we're talking about the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music with Reverend William Whedon and Deaconess Sandy Bowers. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO.
Did you know that Southern Baptists are divided over the theology of John Calvin? We'll talk about it Tuesday on Issues Etc. with Pastor Jordan Cooper. We'll also have Dr. Danny Faulkner of Answers in Genesis review last Sunday's episode of Cosmos, a Space-Time Odyssey.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Facebook is a great way to keep up with programming and get a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the broadcast day of KFUO Radio. This is where you'll find the inside scoop on programming and show links, photos, videos, and get details of upcoming events. And it's the place where you can connect with us and other listeners. And it's just so easy. Go to Facebook on your computer or smart device, put KFUO into the search box, select our page, and like us today. And oh yes, it's totally free. So what are you waiting for?
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew. What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to His Time. It's our special guest segment, and today we are talking with Reverend William Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and Deaconess Sandy Bowers, Coordinator for Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and discussing the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and the Church that is coming up this summer. Now, Deaconess Bowers, what are the dates for this event?
July 28th through 31st. It's at Concordia University in Nebraska in Seward, Nebraska.
So that would be why we're celebrating A Taste of Nebraska.
A Taste of Nebraska, right, right.
Now, what does A Taste of Nebraska include?
Oh, my.
You haven't worked out those details yet.
It's a picnic-style meal. It's going to be held at the fairgrounds in Nebraska, and we'll have transportation from the Concordia to the fairgrounds.
It's only about, you know what, it was like maybe half a mile or something like
that.
It
wasn't far.
You could walk it if you wanted, but yeah, we'll transport you.
I think the big question is, will there be elephant ears?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
No, it will be a catered meal, and they do have a huge pavilion there. And so if it's raining, you know, sunshine, rain, whatever, we'll be able to take care of everyone there.
But it will be picnic-style food. So
yes.
I think we're think corn, think potato salad, think...
hamburgers, hot dogs.
Hamburgers, hot dogs. Was there fried chicken, too? I don't remember.
Yeah, the meal is not finalized, but it will be a picnic-style
meal. But it'll be a chance to get outside, and after spending a lot of workshops inside, get outside and enjoy Nebraska and see the scenery.
You will be able definitely to do that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So all kinds of great things, great keynote speakers, the sectionals that are lined up as well. Pastor, who would be, you mentioned earlier this would be good for pastors. Who else might be interested in attending this this institute?
Well, I really want to stress that this is an institute on worship, and therefore it really is not limited to musicians and to pastors, but it really is a fabulous opportunity for anybody, any Christian who is passionate about the worship of God and wants to learn more about the distinctive Lutheran take on that worship. This would be just, you know, it would be a kid in a candy shop type of event. We're also very blessed to have, during the time, Jeff and Todd from Issues, Etc., broadcasting live from the Institute. So, you know, any of the people that really enjoy the Issues, Etc., the series that we've done there, this is a great opportunity to learn more. Think of it as a continuing ed op.
Very good. Now, Deaconess Bowers, can you give us some information on how to register, how to find out more about the Institute this summer?
Yes. Just go to lcms.org. There you will find a rotating tile. Click on it, and there's a program event you can download. It's about 25 pages. It will tell you all about the plenary speakers. It has biographies on all of our speakers, which is around 45.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Right. All the seminars, all the workshops. It'll give you definitions of everything. It'll tell you where, when, who, what, how, all that kind of stuff. And then it will also give you a link to register by.
Very good.
And I also want to throw in that there's dorm space available on campus. There's hotels as well in the local area. But there's dorm space available, and there's a meal plan available and all that.
Traveling to and from, we're looking at either driving or flying into Lincoln or Omaha. Is that correct?
Right. And we do have shuttle service that we have contracted with. Shuttle service, it will be from Lincoln or Omaha. I believe the amounts were $27 from Lincoln, $47 from Omaha. That is one way. So that will be available as well. And all that kind of information is available in that. If you go to the rotating tile, you'll find all of that.
Sure. And this packet that helps you with the registration has the dates for the shuttle dates and times. That information is all listed on there. So
it does.
The hotel information, all that you need to know really to register is found in this packet. It's a 25-page packet, so it should have all the details.
It has everything. Right? You know what? watching the details thing be put, I am not a details kind of a guy. So watching the details thing here be put together just blew my mind away. But LCMS Communications really did a fabulous job, and Deacon's Bauer sat on top of the whole thing the whole time, revising and revising and revising and revising some more to make sure that all the information in there is accurate and up to date. So it's a great, great resource.
What kind of effort, what kind of work does it take to put together an institute like this? I mean, you've got some great keynote speakers. You've got great sectionals lined up, musicians, pastors, theologians, all kinds of people coming together. What kind of work does it take to put this together?
It took a lot of work. We had a fabulous committee to work with, and some people on the committee that just were tireless workers and were able to put all things together. I'm not going to go through all the committee members, but they represented a ton of musicians, honestly, were the biggest helpers all the way through this thing. And I want to stress that's a unique thing about the Concordia campus there, is they've just got tons of musical rooms, if I can put it that way. I mean, the instruments that will allow us to actually have relatively small-sized what do we call those things? My mind's going blank, but the play where they would get together and work with a master musician on a specific technique or area.
We have some reading organ
sessions.
Seminars.
The organ seatings. There we go. The organ. Thank you. The organ seminars, the reading sessions. These are all wonderful. As Sandy and I both, neither of us being musicians, have been slightly handicapped. We're learning all this musician talk for dealing with the musician
we're
stuff.
We're very grateful for the committee members.
Oh, very, very, very grateful.
With the Institute going over several days, the July 27th through the 31st, what does a typical day look like? What could we expect to experience during the day? I know we mentioned keynote speakers.
Yeah, the anchor for each day is the worship. So the worship, it literally starts with the divine service. It literally ends with the divine service, because the divine service is the be all of the Lord's great gifts to us. And then we sort of recognize the hours of the day with evening prayer, matins, compline or prayer at the close of the day at the very end. A day will normally be then rotating between worship and teaching, and the teaching rotates between a keynote, a seminar, and a workshop opportunity. The participants, in addition everybody goes to the keynotes, but then they get to choose a seminar track that they're going to follow through, and they do that. That's one teacher for three sessions, and it'll be across usually 3 days. And then the workshops, you get to choose five different workshops. So five different areas that you want to increase your expertise on. And all of this just literally woven around the church's pattern and schedule of daily prayer. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Right. And it starts on the 28th. It actually starts, like you said, with divine service. It starts on the 28th, and that divine service is at 1 p.m., and it finishes by noon on Thursday. So while they can come on the 27th on Sunday and spend that night, And they can also stay Wednesday night through Thursday. It actually starts Monday night. In the afternoon and ends Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
And so it looks like you, looking at the schedule, it looks like you really get to go through almost all the services in LSB.
A lot of them. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're particularly excited about offering is the service of corporate confession and absolution, mm-hmm. which is going to be very much at the heart of the absolution as the thing that truly comforts the troubled conscience and sets it at peace, anchored solidly in the blood of Jesus, you know, and the certain wiping out of sin. It's going to be great. One other thing I should definitely want to throw in there to mention is we have opportunity for vendors and for exhibitors and advertisers in our book. And again, if you go to the website, if you have a company that you want to promote and share, just contact us. Well, we'll be contacting Sandra Bowers through the link there, lcms.org. Just click on the tile and follow through, and we would be really delighted to have a great variety of vendors exposed to the people there.
And if you do want to advertise, we do need those advertisements soon, because it does take a while to put together these program books. Our communications department does a fantastic job, but they don't just work for us. They have to help mm-hmm. everybody in the building, all the different departments. And so they need this information early. So yeah. We're hoping this month to get in as many of the ads as we can so we can get that book going.
So if you're an advertiser and you're listening, we need to hear from you soon.
Right.
get that in. Yeah. If someone's listening today and maybe they don't have internet access and they want to find out more about it, the phone number as well, the 800 number, 800-248-1930, and that's extension 1741. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So they can get in touch with Deaconess Sandy Bowers to find out more about the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music. So we mentioned that the registration earlier, we mentioned that the cost of registration for church workers or laity is
$175.
$175, and then for students, full-time students,
$25.
$25, and that what does that include?
Actually, that is just the registration fee.
Okay.
The meal plan, the dorm rooms and stuff will be in addition. We need that registration cost because, again, we have a lot of great speakers coming in, and we need to be able to get them there. And
yeah,
sure. No, that's a really good rate for this lineup of speakers. That's
it really is.
Yeah.
They have till June 1st to register. Between June 1st or June 2nd and July 1st, you want to register by June 2nd so that you can get it for the rates that we're saying. After that, it'll be a $50 extra. And after July 1st, there will be no more registrations accepted.
Pastors, this might be a good thing to talk about with elders or, church council or others to bring to this, to bring a group to this institute.
Yeah, I think it would be wonderful for anybody that has responsibility for worship in our congregations, pastors, elders, if there's worship committees and you're dealing with your church musicians, anyone assisting in worship. I mean, number one, it's just going to be such a fabulous learning experience. It's going to be a fabulous worship experience. But I think there's going to be so much practical wisdom that you'll be able to literally take from this conference back to your congregation to address ways that the worship life, that the congregation can be revitalized through the Lord's gracious gifts in his in worship, where he pours out such fabulous gifts upon his people. And those gifts literally revitalize people and congregations.
Just looking through some of the workshops, some of the smaller sessions, worship in youth ministry mm-hmm. with Andrew Ratcliffe and ceremony in the small parish with Heath Curtis.
Yeah, I can't wait to. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear that, but I'm going to make sure that he shares the goodies with me. Yeah,
there are just so many workshops lined up. How do you pick? That's going to be the tough part, right?
It was. I think as I looked through it and thought, for my wife is planning on attending. She's a bell person, so she's excited about the bell stuff. But how do you go through and choose? It really is going to be hard, and that's kind of the goal. That as with the Lord, there always there is an overabundance of gift. So they, you know, the gifts are just overflowing on the table, and you're not going to be able to partake of them all. But you partake of whatever, you know, you, that strikes your fancy the most, that you think you need the most help on. And I think you'll walk away from this whole experience greatly blessed.
That's why you take a team and conquer and divide, right?
There,
divide
yeah.
and conquer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's also why we offer it every 3 years, and why people are so excited to come back. We hear over and over, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, they can't wait. And I think it's because there is so much that there's always more to pick from.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Reverend William Whedon, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Whedon, thanks for coming down this morning.
Thank you so much, Andy.
And Deaconess Sandy Bowers, Coordinator of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Deaconess Bowers, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again at 11. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the Daily Lectionary on Worldwide KFUO.